The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. More best bets for the night in sports. And I got to tell you right now, if you're not into the World Cup, then you just don't love sports. I have a man from Japan on my television right now losing his mind, crying like a baby boy, because Japan just shocked the world and beat Spain to advance in the World Cup. That's what it's all about. Also, Germany, they're out despite winning 4-2 over Costa Rica. And some people on the show had a late sweat +3, but we'll cash it. Let's bring in the stars of this show because I got a little eclectic group today. Got a little NBA with Mikey B, and we got the speculator here as well. So, Mikey, I want you to start us off because it's rare that we get a little player prop parlay, but I'm here for it. You're up first.
Yeah, that's what we're limited to, with just one game in the NBA tonight. It's the Mavericks going against the Pistons. This morning I had my eyes on the over Mavericks team total of 114.5 points, but Christian Wood is questionable with an illness, so I'm going to stay away from that for now. Let's do a player prop, Spencer Dinwiddie to score at least 15 points, and Marvin Bagley III to score at least 10 points. That's +111 on FanDuel. Dinwiddie, he's averaging 17 points a game. He scored at least 15 points in 14 of 20 games this season. Bagley, he was signed to a contract extension in the offseason. The Pistons apparently like him to the point where he's starting over Sadiq Bey now. He has scored at least 10 points in 8 of the 10 games that he's played this season. So we're going to do Spencer Dinwiddie at least 15 points and Marvin Bagley at least 10 points at +111.
Damn it, you give me a plus money on that. I'll take it all day long. Just my little plus money line parlay last night that you liked a lot. Jazz.
Boom.
And the Suns. Easy. No sweat for your boy. Now, Big Cheesy says, this is my favorite 5 minutes of the day. Eli says, so glad I turned on YouTube notifications for this podcast or else I would have missed the live show. Eli, you don't want to miss the live show. You don't just want to look at the recap page. It's all about the information. So I'm going to go next because we're propping speculator up today. I've got two plays from Thursday night football. I'm going to go Isaiah McKenzie over 31.5 receiving yards -115. Now, last week he had his coming out party for this season. He went north of his catch prop. He went north, way north, 40 yards over this number. So we're going to go. We only need him like 3 catches, 4 catches. We like that a lot tonight because it's going to be a high-scoring game. And because of that, we're going to go Patriots team total over 20. Now you're like, Patriots, their defense, they can't score. Oh, you would be incorrect. 6 of the last 8 games, 6, they've gone north of this number. 26, 22, 38, 29, 24, 26. I'll take Patriots team total over 20. Speculator, I don't care if it's early edge in 5. I don't care if it's early edge in the morning. When you are in the maestro spot, you best deliver, son. The floor is yours.
Ooh, making me sweat over here. But no, we're first. We got 2 picks and a speculator endorsement over here. We are going to endorse the guru's pick this morning of Uruguay versus Ghana. Both teams to score. I believe he had it at -106. It's around -106, -110, depending on the book. Ghana have scored 2 and 3 goals in their last 2 games, but they've also allowed a ton of goals. Uruguay has not scored a single goal, but they have the capability. They have the attacking front to do it. I love that pick, and Guru stole it from me this morning, so I just wanted to endorse him on that one. Secondly, we're going South Korea versus Portugal. Total over 2.5 goals at -130. Our model's predicting a 1.9 to 0.9 scoreline, essentially a 2.8 total. South Korea just gave up 3 to Ghana, and Portugal has a much better attacking front than Ghana. However, I will advise that you might want to wait until the lineup comes out just in case Portugal puts their second unit out. And lastly, We're going back to the NFL because I miss it a little bit, and we are always trying to improve on our data science team. So we're working on our player props model. So we're going to give you a little sneak peek pick over here. Josh Allen under 268 and a half passing yards at minus 125. That's an implied odds of 55%. Our model has it hitting at 63% with a prediction of 243 passing yards. I agree with what Coach just said, that it's going to be high scoring. However, I also agree with what the maestro said this morning on that the Patriots are vulnerable to rushing quarterbacks. Josh Allen is going to do a lot of this with his legs tonight, not with his arms. That's why we're going under 268 and a half.
Yeah, last week he only threw for 253, and they scored a lot against the Lions. And Devin Singletary, he's been great on the ground for the Bills as well. So I love this play, getting about, I don't know, what, 12 yards of value based off of last week, which we know we can't always do. Speculator, people in the chat, they're starting to come at you. They're with you. They're kind of with Buckets, you and the Guru. Wow. And I'm surprised that you took a shot at the Guru saying he stole your pick. I'm just saying, I'm just the moderator here.
Stole's a strong word. I'll say it. But, you know, I did have it written last night, turned on the morning show and was like, man.
Mikey, I'm just shocked that Specty even got up this morning to watch us in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. He's ambitious today.
Yeah, he's got those banker hours. He gets up around 11, heads into the office.
Young right, guys, coach.
Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. The Speculator. He's on Portugal, South Korea, over 2.5 goals. I need you to do me a favor, Specty. Tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, I need you to post, after the starting lineups come out, if you still like this play, everybody watching, either live or on demand, follow my man on social media so you can get that nugget tomorrow morning. Josh Allen, under 268 and a half passing yards, minus 125 for tonight's Thursday night football. Then, Mikey B, there's only one game tonight. What was the NBA doing? Dallas and Detroit? What? Doesn't mean we can't still cash a ticket. Let's go Spencer Dinwiddie, at least 15 points. Marvin Bagley, at least 10 points. You put them together, a nice little tasty plus 111. And then if you're going to cash with me, you're going to do with the Patriots team total over 20 minus 119. And Isaiah McKenzie, I think he has another big game tonight, over 31 and a half receiving yards. And remember, both teams, full rest as they played a week ago on Thanksgiving Day. All right, show number two today. Find me another brand that rocks with you two or three times a day, every single day, 365 days a year. I'll wait. And with that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these N5 tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Speculator, Mikey B, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. To all your friends, we're here multiple times a day. I see it in the chat. I see it on Twitter. You're starting to turn on your notifications. Thank you, Jesus, at the early edge. And sometimes, we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.